ಸೇನಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಪರಾಶಂಕಾಂ ಚ ಯಚ್ಛಸಿ ಸಭವಾನಚರದ್ಘೋರಂ ಯತ್ತಪಸ್ಸು ಸಮಾಹಿತಃ ತೇನ ಖೇದಯಸೇನಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಪರಾಶಂಕಾಂ ಚ ಯಚ್ಛಸಿ ಘೋರಂ ಯತ್ತಪಸ್ಸು ಸಮಾಹಿತಃ ತೇನ ಖೇದಯಸೇನಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಪರಾಶಂಕಾಂ ಚ ಯಚ್ಛಸಿ ಸಭವಾನಚರದ್ಘೋರಂ ಸಭವಾನಚರದ್ಘೋರಂ ಯತ್ತಪಸ್ಸು ಸಮಾಹಿತಃ ತೇನ ಖೇದಯಸೇನಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಪರಾಶಂಕಾಂ ಚ ಯಚ್ಛಸಿ ಸಭವಾನಚರದ್ಘೋರಂ ಯತ್ತಪಸ್ಸು ಸಮಾಹಿತಃ ತೇನ ಖೇದಯಸೇನಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಪರಾಶಂಕಾಂ ಚ ಯಚ್ಛಸಿ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಸಭವಾನಚರದ್ಘೋರಂ word to word translation saha he bhavan your good self acharat undertook ghoram severe yat tapah meditation su samahitah in perfect discipline tena for that reason ಖೇದಯಸೆ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಪೇನ್ ನಹ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ತ್ವಂ ಯುವರ್ ಗುಡ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಪರಾ ದ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಶಂಕಾಂ ಡೌಟ್ಸ್ ಚ ಅಂಡ್ ಯಚ್ಚಸಿ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಅಸ್ ಅ ಚಾನ್ಸ್ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, yet we are moved to wonder about the existence of someone more powerful than you. When we think of your great austerities in perfect discipline, although your good self is so powerful in the matter of creation. Purport. Following in the footsteps of Sri Narada Muni, one should not blindly accept his spiritual master as God himself. A spiritual master is duly respected on a par with God, but a spiritual master claiming to be God himself should at once be rejected. Narada Muni accepted Brahma as the supreme due to Lord Brahma's wonderful acts in creation. But doubts arose in him when he saw that Lord Brahma also worshipped some superior authority. The Supreme is supreme, and he has no worshipable superior. The Ahangraho Pasita, or the one who worships himself with the idea of becoming God himself, is misleading. But the intelligent disciple can at once detect that the Supreme God does not need to worship anyone, including himself, in order to become God. Ahangraho Pasana may be one of the processes for transcendental realization. But the Ahangraho Pasita can never be God himself. No one becomes God by undergoing a process of transcendental realization. Narada Muni thought of Brahmaji as the Supreme Person, but when he saw Brahmaji engaged in the process of transcendental realization, doubts arose in him, so he wanted to be clearly informed.
Omajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavranda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading from the second canto. Narada Muni and Brahmaji's conversation. So Narada Muni is asking questions to Brahma. We'll read the shloka again. Sabhavan acharat goram yat tapasu samahitah tena khedayase nastvam parashankam cha yachasi. So Narada Muni is asking, Narada Muni saw that Brahma is actually creating this universe independently without anybody's help. By seeing that, Narada Muni thought that, oh, Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But at the same time, Narada Muni also noticed something which is describing here. Bhavan yet Su samahitaha goram tapaha acharat. So Brahmaji also performed tapasya, he noticed that. Tapaha acharat. What kind of tapasya? Goram tapaha. Goram tapaha means anyaihi duscharam, which is very difficult to perform by others. Anyaihi duscharam. Brahmaji undertook such tapasya which cannot be performed by anybody else. Such severe tapasya. And it is not that he performed tapasya for as a matter of show or some in a half-hearted way. Su samahitaha. Su samahitaha means ati savadanaha. With great concentration, that means with great seriousness, he performed very intense tapasya which cannot be performed by others. Ati savadana, or another meaning which is given as samadhistaha. While being situated in samadhi, he performed such a severe tapasya. So Narada Muni noticed that. And by noticing that, he is asking a question. Tena, but mean tena means tapasa charanena. By you are engaging in such severe tapasya, tvam asman kedayase. you are actually putting me into bewilderment. Khedayase means mohayase. You are completely bewildering me by your engaging in tapasya. And then not only that, and because of this bewilderment, this has produced a doubt in me. Yataha parashankam prayachasi. It has actually created a doubt in me. What doubt? Is there anybody apart from you who is superior? Is there somebody who is superior to you? I thought that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but by your engaging in tapasya, you have put me in bewilderment, and it has created a doubt that is there somebody superior, somebody else who is superior to you. So we see that when an ordinary person gets a doubt in this world, an ordinary person gets a doubt in the, say, Shastra or any things, it does not have much relevance. It can take a person away from God. When a person gets a doubt in the validity of the Shastra or the Gurus or the Sadhus, it can take a person away from the Supreme Lord. But when a great person like Narada Muni, when he gets a doubt, it brings so many people for all time to come in the future. It brings so many people come close to Krishna. Because the doubts of a great person, that will lead to the establishment of the proper Siddhanta about the position of the Jivatma, the position of the Devatas, the position of the Supreme Lord, and about the process of bhakti. So Narada Muni's doubts is actually going to make it clear about the position of Brahma, the first living entity in the universe. So we see Brahmaji performed intense tapasya, goram tapaha. There is description of such a goram tapaha elsewhere in the Bhagavatam also. Brahmaji performed tapasya for 100 celestial years. Divyam sahasrabdam amoga darshana. And Brahmaji performed tapasya by completely controlling his life here, mind and senses. Jitatma vijita ubayendriyaha. Tapas tapiyam tapatam samahitaha. Brahmaji, who is the best among the meditators, who is the best among the performers of tapasya, samahitaha, with complete concentration, he performed tapasya for 100 years. Both quality-wise as well quantity-wise, for 100 celestial years, and with quality-wise, with complete concentration. So definitely Narada Muni, being a fine observer, he noticed that and he is asking this question. And Prabhupada is immediately beginning the purport by saying that following the footsteps of Narada Muni, one should not blindly accept the spiritual master as God himself. So there are two extreme mentalities which are sometimes exhibited by the followers or the disciples. One extreme is called as Guru Lagava, or sometimes it can be seen as Guru Dvesha. Guru Lagava means trivializing the Guru, considering the Guru as an ordinary person. Or Guru Dvesha, or one may actually even develop an envy or a hatred towards the Guru. This is one extreme. Another extreme is that Guru Gaurava Atishaya. Some kind of a zealous pride towards one's Gurujanas. So we'll see both these extremes. So the first point is that Guru Laghava, trivializing the Guru. So Prabhupada often quotes in different purports from the Padma Purana. Archye Vishnu Shiladir Gurushu Naramatir. One who considers the deity of Krishna to be a stone, to be made of simply a stone. Or one who considers the Guru to be an ordinary person, such a mentality is considered to be a hellish mentality. Naraki Saha. Many other things are mentioned in the shloka, but I highlight this point. So considering the Guru to be an ordinary person is actually a hellish mentality. So one example we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Vidura is asking a question to Maitreya Rishi. Lord Shiva is a Shilavatam Sreshta. He is the best among the gentlemen. And Lord Shiva is Charachara Gurum. He is the Guru of the moving and non-moving living entities. Nirvairam. He is completely non-envious. Shanta Vigraham. He is a personification of peace. Atma Ramam. He is completely self-satisfied. Jagato Daivatam Mahat. He is the great Devata of this entire universe. But how is it that Daksha hated Lord Shiva? Katam Dveshti. And in response, Maitreya Rishi starts narrating the episode of Daksha Yajna. And he actually describes the mindset of Daksha. When Daksha entered the sacrificial arena, everyone got up to show respect to Daksha, but Lord Shiva did not get up. And then Daksha Prajapati, he comes to the assembly, he says that, please don't think that I am speaking out of envy or hatred towards or out of ignorance. With those words he begins his speech. And then he actually starts criticizing Lord Shiva. My daughter Sati, she has eyes like a deer. Very beautiful. But Markata Lochana, Lord Shiva has the eyes like the monkey. And Lord Shiva, what to speak of getting up to respect me, he did not even speak a single word in order to welcome me. Lupta Kriyaya Shuchaye Manine Bhinna Setave Anichanna Apyadam Bhalam Shudraye Voshatim Giram. Lord Shiva does not perform any of the rituals. He does not follow any Vedic codes of conduct. And my daughter, she is a reservoir of so many good qualities. But giving my daughter to Lord Shiva is like teaching Vedas to a Shudra, teaching something to an unqualified person. And this Lord Shiva, in his name he is called a Shiva, that means one is auspicious. But Shivopadesho Hyashivo Mato Matta Janapriyaha. But actually he is completely inauspicious. He is only dear to the insane people. So this is an example of a Guru Laghava or a Guru Dvesha, completely trivializing Lord Shiva, who is a Charachara Guru, not only trivializing the position of Lord Shiva, but hating Lord Shiva. And there is one great scholar, when he saw that one of his god brother developing a hatred towards the Guru, Pandit Raj Jagannath, he wrote in his book about what is the danger of actually hating one's Guru. Guru Dvesha Dushita Matinam Purushasya Ayushenapi Na Shakyante Ganayutum Pramadaha. The numerous errors of those individuals whose minds are polluted by the envy of their own Guru Janas cannot be counted, even in the entire lifetime of a human being. In that way, he warns about actually the danger of actually hating one's guru. So in the Sanskrit, one of the words to describe the disciple is a chhatra. And what is the vyutpatti of a chhatra? Guru dosha chadanam chatram tachilamasya. To cover up the apparent faults of the guru. Guru dosha chadanam. To cover up the apparent faults of the guru is known as chatra. Tachilamasya, that person whose innate nature is to do so, is known as a chhatra. So that is the meaning of the word chhatra. So therefore the shastras warn, Krishna tells to Uddhava that acharyam mam vijaniyan nava manyeta karhichit na martya buddhya suyeta sarva deva mayo guruhu. So Krishna says that know that the guru is very dear to me. He should never be disobeyed or disrespected, and never envy him, thinking him to be a mortal, because he is the embodiment of all the devatas. And Vishnu Chakotipad says that nasu yeta madosha drishtim kuryat. So one should not envy the guru, means one should not look upon the guru with the vision to find faults. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, in one of his actually song, he instructs those people who have developed the mindset of Guru Laghava. Either they may trivialize the guru, or sometimes one may find fault with the sampradaya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that such mindset can creep in because of maybe coming in contact with some other person who has a critical mentality towards the sampradaya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, oh mind, I speak to you today. Alas, in an immature stage of devotion, you met a cheater who was himself cheated. Under his influence, you ended up selling your freedom of thought. And then he says that sampradaye dosha buddhi jani tumi atma shuddhi kari bare haila savadana nani le tilakamala tyajile dikshara jwala nije kaila navina vidana. You now have a new talent for finding fault with the entire sampradaya. Constantly remembering these apparent faults, you very carefully try to purify yourself, and wearing neck beads no longer, marking your forehead with tilaka no longer, you have now made up your own new set of rules and regulations. And you have rejected your Diksha Guru because you now experience his influence as a burning sensation in your heart. And then further he gives more instructions. But essentially he is actually trying to address that person who has developed an attitude of Guru Laghava or a Guru Dvesha. And then another extreme is the Guru Gaurava Atishaya. And especially the today's purport is in the line of Guru Gaurava Atishaya. So we'll focus on that for some time. So Guru Gaurava Atishaya means having a zealous pride in one's Gurujanas. So Prabhupada here highlights that following the footsteps of Narada Muni, one should not blindly accept one's Guru as God himself. So once in the history of ISKCON, some of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they started propagating that Srila Prabhupada is Krishna. So when Prabhupada came to know, the first response of Prabhupada is that, there is only one thing which is worse than underestimating the Guru. What is that? That is overestimating the Guru. They have said that I am God, therefore if I am God, they also can become God. And this is impersonalism. So this is the one example of Guru Gauru Atishaya, or one extreme example of Guru Gauru Atishaya, where a person equates Guru with Krishna. Yeah, one has to respect the Guru like the way one respects the Bhagavan. And that's what we sing in the Mangala Arati. But one should not equate Guru with Bhagavan. Or sometimes, another example of Guru Gaurav Atishaya is that, suppose when a Guru, suppose if he says, suppose if somebody is saying, if a Guru is saying something different from the Shastra, just a crude example, suppose now it is a daytime, but if suppose the Guru says, no, now it is night time. So the Guru says it is night time, so it has to be night time. So this is like a Guru Gaurava Atishaya. So according now it is morning 9 o'clock, but if somebody says it is, if the Guru says it is night time, so it has to be night time. So that is like a zealous pride in one's Guru Janas. So sometimes, for example, sometimes a Guru may quote a material authority. Suppose he may quote a scientist, for example. And many times the scientist's findings, they keep changing. So sometimes a Guru may quote a scientist in a particular context to tell us a particular point. So for example, sometimes scientists said that Pluto is a planet. Suppose a Guru quotes that. And later, same scientist said that Pluto is not a planet. But then, somebody who is a Guru Gaurav Atishaya, he only heard that first quote of Guru who said that Pluto is a planet. So therefore, Pluto has to be a planet because the Guru said so. But he's not recognizing that Guru is quoting a material authority whose words actually may keep changing. So when we say that the Guru is perfect, when he is thinking according to the Shastra, when he is speaking according to the Shastra, when he is acting according to the Shastra, then the Guru is perfect. Yaha Shastra Vidhim Utsrujya Vartate Kamakaratha Nasasiddhim Avapnoti Nasukam Na Paramgatim. So Krishna says that one who actually disobeys the Shastra, he can achieve neither perfection in this world nor in the next world, actually. Or for example, another example of Guru Gaurav Atishaya. Once certain disciples of Prabhupada, like one disciple of Prabhupada was reading Ramayana. Another disciple, he just snatched that Ramayana. Oh, this Ramayana is not written by Prabhupada. So you cannot read Ramayana because it is not written by Prabhupada. So this is a kind of a Guru Gaurav Atishaya. Ramayana comes within the Vedic literature. It is written by Valmiki Rishi. But it is not written by Prabhupada. You cannot read Ramayana. Or another example, so somebody may say that our acharyas have never commented on Mahabharata, so one should never read Mahabharata. This is another example of acharya Gaurav Atishaya. So in the world, actually, so many people, they write different articles, books, criticizing Arjuna, Draupadi, the different characters of the Pandavas. So it is our duty to actually defend that, and Prabhupada actually wanted that. In one place, Prabhupada says that if they do not believe in Ramayana, Mahabharata, if they misinterpret, we shall reply point to point by argument and reason. And then at that time if we say, oh, because our acharyas have never commented, we can never read Mahabharata, Ramayana. So it is a kind of a guru gaurava atishaya. Huh. So therefore, the blind exhibition of pride on the guru, that is another extreme mindset exhibited by sometimes the followers. And in between that, guru lagava or a guru dveshi and the guru gauravatishaya, in between that is the shastrokta guru nishta. That means having faith in the guru centered around the shastra. So when we talk about the Vedic education, one of the first education which a person learns in the Gurukul is about the letters, about the Varnamala, about the pronunciation of the letters. So one of the Vedangas is the Shiksha Grantha. Shiksha is about the pronunciation, how to pronounce the letters. So about in the Yajnavalkya Shiksha, Yajnavalkya Shiksha, in the concluding verse of the Yajnavalkya Shiksha, he says that Yukti Yuktam Vacho Grahyam Na Grahyam Guru Gauravat Sarva Shastra Rahasyam Tat Yajnavalkyena Bhashitam. So Yajnavalkya Rishi says that one should only accept a logical conclusion in accordance with the scriptures. One should not accept a statement as a factual conclusion simply out of zealous pride in relation to one's guru. Guru Gauravat. This secret of all scriptures has been spoken by the great sage Yajnavalkya. That means, in the very beginning of one's education in the Gurukula, this point is addressed. The very beginning of learning the Varnamala, that their warning about actually the Guru Gaurava Atishaya. And Prabhupada, in one lecture he says that, who is a sadhu? A sadhu is somebody who is abiding by the Shastra. Sadhavo sadhu bhushana. Or a guru means one who is abiding by the injunctions of the Shastra. One who thinks, speaks and acts according to the Shastra, he is actually a guru. So the Guru Gaurava Atishaya, when a person sees the guru independent of the sampradaya, that is a sign of a guru gaurava atishaya actually. A guru is somebody who is a representative of the sampradaya. A guru is somebody who is a pratinidhi, who is a representative of the shastra. The shastras have to be learned from the guru and the sadhu. And the guru is somebody who is a representative of that. But if a person says that, yeah, Prabhupada can even overrule the Shastra, that is a sign of a Guru Gaurava Atishaya. And that goes to the extreme when a person equates Guru with God. And that is addressed by Prabhupada here. Like for example, Jiva Goswami, who is the backbone of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and he wrote so many books, and he wrote another system of grammar itself by using the holy names of Krishna, called as Harinamamrita Vyakarana. And at the end of the Harinamamrita Vyakarana, he says that Yadatra Vyaktam Uktamna Brantam Va Tad Asheshataha Nyeyam Shodhyam Cha Vignebhyo Vigya Shastrava Lokataha. He says that in this literature named Harinamamrita Vyakarana, whatever has not been expressed clearly should be thoroughly researched out. And whatever errors have creeped in should be thoroughly corrected by referring to other systems of grammar. And the words of the expert and the words of the experts in the other systems of the grammar. And another இந்த பக்தி ரத்னாகர ஜீவ கோஸ்வாமிஸ் லெட்டர் டு ஸ்ரீனிவாஸ் ஆச்சாரிய இன் தட் லெட்டர் ஜீவ கோஸ்வாமி சேஸ் தட் அபரம் ச பூர்வம் யத் ஹரிநாமாமிருத வியாக்கரணம் பவத்சு பிரஸ்தாபிதம் ஆசீத் தத் யதி பாட்யதே ததா தத்ர பாஷ்ய விருத்தியாதி திருஷ்டியா பிரமாதிகம் சோத்யம். He says that, moreover, I previously sent you Harinamrita Vyakarana. If you are teaching that, then you should correct any mistakes or errors in accordance with the views given in the authoritative grammar literature, like the Mahabhashya of Patanjali, refer to the Mahabhashya of Patanjali or Kashika Vritti of the Panini Vyakarana, refer to them, and if there are any errors, correct in accordance with that. So we can see Jiva Goswami, who is the backbone of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, he is actually expecting his followers to correct his book, and he is not expecting his followers to exhibit some zealous pride. Because when a follower exhibits some zealous pride towards the Guru Janas, a Guru Gaurava Atishaya, one actually shuts down the doors of learning. One cannot learn further. So any mature, like the open-minded teacher like Jiva Goswami, he wants his students to learn the correct thing, and he is not saying that whatever I have said is right and whatever I said is perfect. Do not actually do not refer to anything else. So he's not actually wanting his followers to be a exhibit Guru Gaurava Atishaya. We see the acharyas, they don't want the followers to exhibit Guru Lagava, trivializing the Guru or hating the Guru. At the same time, they also don't want the disciples to be exhibit Guru Gaurava Atishaya, who will not read any books written by Vyasadeva, Mahabharata, or Ramayana, because it is not written by our acharyas. So you will not find any statements by any of the actually statements of the acharyas actually. And so therefore, Prabhupada, in another conversation with Jayadvait Maharaj, he says that the acharya is perfect because he speaks according to the Shastra. He's perfect because he speaks according to the Shastra. So Shastra is perfect because in the Shastra, the four defects of a human being, Brahma, Pramada, Vipralipsa and Karana, Patava, they don't exist in the Shastra. Because the Guru or the Acharya, they are actually speaking according to the Shastra, thinking according to the Shastra, acting according to the Shastra, therefore they are perfect. And therefore, in the Siddhanta Darpana, Baldev Vidya Bhushan says that Jiva Vakyeshu Labhyante Jiva Dharma Brahmadayaha Vadetu Naivate Santi Sarvajna Vachanoche. In the statements made by all living entities, we may find inherent faults, illusion, etc. And these faults are a part of the existence of all living entities. But such faults, however, are not present in the Vedas, since they are the words of the omniscient Supreme Lord. So therefore, the mature faith in the Guru is that Shastrokta Guru Nishta. The Guru is perfect because he is speaking the message of the Shastra. And the Shastra, Vedic Shastras are perfect because they are free from the four defects. And whatever apparent defects which may be seen in the Guru are because the essential framework of the material world itself is defective. The framework of the material world is defective because of three modes. Or sometimes the Guru may be quoting a material authority in this world, because of that there may be certain apparent faults. Or a Guru may be using the language of communication, is a language like English, which has many apparent limitations, faults, which keeps changing over a period of time. So because of that, we may see apparent faults in the guru. So, but the duty of a disciple is to actually to cover up the faults of the guru, because that is the meaning of the word the shastra, chatra, which we already saw that. And coming to other points in the purport, so here Prabhupada says, he also talks about ahangraho pasana. Yeah, before that, like Narada Muni is actually seeing the intense tapasya performed by Brahma. And then he is saying that this is creating a doubt in me that maybe somebody else is the Supreme Lord. But elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, the same second canto, Lord Krishna is telling to Brahma, Srijami tapasai vedam, grasami tapasa punaha, bibarmi tapasa vishvam, viryam me duscharam tapaha. So Krishna says to Brahma, by austerity I create. By austerity I destroy and maintain the universe again and again. And my power arises from intense austerity. Viryam me duscharam tapaha. So, Brahma is actually hearing these words from Krishna, where Krishna is saying that I create, maintain and destroy because of austerity. My power arises from austerity. So, hearing this word, Brahma should have asked Krishna, is there somebody superior to you? If you are also performing austerity, if you are getting your power by performing austerity, maybe there will be somebody superior to you. But Brahma is not asking such a question. But Narada Muni is asking a question, is there somebody superior to you? So why Brahma is not asking question? When Krishna is saying that my power arises from austerity, so what it means is that Vishnu Chakotipad says that I am always a performer of austerity because I renounce material enjoyment. I am not in contact with my material energy. I am only engaged with my Kladini Shakti, with my spiritual energy. I am completely detached from my material energy. I am only engaged with my spiritual energy, Kladini Shakti. So Krishna is not depending on somebody else to get his power to create, maintain and destroy. He is engaged with his own energy, which is part of his own existence. So therefore, Brahma is not asking a question that means either somebody superior to you, because if your power arises from austerity. Prabhupada in the purport, he also talks about ahangrahopasana. So this ahangrahopasana has reference in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that jnana yajyena chapyanye yajanto mam upasate ekatvena pritatvena bhuda vishvato mukam. He says that others worship me through knowledge sacrifices, thinking of themselves as non-different from me. Ekatvena. So this ekatvena refers to the ahangrahopasana. So there are other people who worship me by ahangrahopasana, thinking of themselves as non-different from me. Or prithaktvena, worshipping me in many different forms, the different devatas. Or bahuda vishvato mukam, or they perform the vishvarupa upasana. So these three upasanas, ahangrahopasana, and pratika upasana, that is the devata worship, and the Vishwarupa upasana, they are inferior to the artha, jigyashu and artharthi. They are inferior to even these three levels. So in the ahangrahopasana, a person worships oneself as God. Madhusudan Saraswati also says that when a person thinks that I am Gopala, I am Krishna, that is the ahangrahopasana. So, ahangrahopasana, it is one of the, Prabhupada says that it may be a bona fide process It may be a bona fide process, but Ahangro Pasita can never be God himself. So one can never become God by worshipping somebody or by performing tapasya, because God is always God. And this Ahangro Pasana in the ecstatic platform, this is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the example of Prahlad Maharaj and in the gopis. When Krishna suddenly disappeared from the midst of the gopis, and the gopis became, they completely became maddened in separation from Krishna, and in their intense madness of separation from Krishna, they started searching for Krishna. So their divine madness, called as Unmada, it had three levels. There was the medium stage of Unmada, the highest peak stage of Unmada, and the lowest stage of Unmada. In the lowest stage of Unmada, they had complete self-awareness. And in that stage, they were actually searching for Krishna. They were inquiring about Krishna. Oh, did you see Krishna? They started asking the different trees and creepers in Vrindavan, the rivers and the different animals in Vrindavan. Did you see Krishna? So they had complete self-awareness. That was the lowest stage of Unmada. And then the medium stage of Unmada, they were enacting the pastimes of Krishna. At the same time, they had some degree of self-awareness. And in the peak stage of Unmada, they completely identified themselves with Krishna. And they thought that I am Krishna. Kasyanchit svabhujam yasya chalant aha parananu Krishna aham pashyata gatim lalitam iti tanmana Krishnoham pashyata gatim. I am Krishna. They completely identified themselves with Krishna. So even these three stages of madness, we can even see parallel in the mundane world. Somebody who is in an intoxicated state, in the peak of intoxication, somebody may be completely identifying himself with some other person. He may totally forget his identity. And then in a medium level of intoxication, he has some degree of self-awareness. At the same time, he is identifying with something else. And then when he comes out of the intoxication, he comes to complete self-awareness. So the gopis, in the complete ecstatic state of madness, they completely identify themselves with Krishna. So in that connection, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that, but they did not accept the mood of Ahangraho Pasana, thinking oneself one with the Supreme, because of the words Priya Priyasya, because of their complete absorption in love for Krishna, in their complete divine state of madness, they completely identified themselves with Krishna. And a similar ecstatic state of Ahangro Pasana was also exhibited by Prahlad Maharaj. For Prahlad Maharaj, it is said that Kvachit tad bhavana yuktas tanmayo anuchakaraha. Sometimes Prahlad Maharaj, being fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, he felt oneness with Krishna and imitated the pastimes of Krishna. So these three states of madness, these three states of divine madness, they also correspond with the three states of consciousness exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he would be in complete internal state of consciousness. Sometimes he would be in half external, half internal state of consciousness. And sometimes he would be in complete external state of consciousness. And this is the counterpart of the Ahangro Pasana in the ecstatic platform. So to summarize what we discussed today, we discussed about two extreme attitudes exhibited by sometimes the followers of a guru, guru lagava, guru dvesha, and another extreme is that guru gaurava atishaya. We discussed some examples, and then the in between, the balanced approach is that shastrokta guru nishta. Having faith in the guru centered around the shastra. Prabhupada also writes in a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, among the three things, guru, sadhu and shastra, the real center is the shastra. And then we discussed about the Narada Muni seeing Brahmaji's tapasya and Narada Muni asking a question. And Brahmaji also saw, he heard from Krishna, that Krishna mentions that my power arises from austerity. But Brahmaji does not ask a question because Krishna is not depending on somebody else. Krishna is depending on his own energy. And then we discussed about the Ahangrohopasana from the Bhagavad Gita and Ahangrohopasana on the ecstatic platform from the examples of the gopis and Prahlad Maharaj. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. If anybody has any one question, we'll take them otherwise. ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गौर भक्त वृंद की जय हरे कृष्ण in the Krishna Chakrati was highlighting the purport. These three are lower than them. Because see, Artho Jigyashur Arthati, they are directly actually worshipping Krishna. Although they may have different motivations. Ekatvena, one is worshipping oneself, identifying self as God. Pratakvena, one is worshipping the different devatas. Vishwarupopasana, the material form of